The forerunner radioed some valuable information to the racers waiting at the top of the course.
Way soft so that coming into the throat.
Home on break from college, Sophia Watto has skied the trail known as Hillary's hundreds of times in training and races. Her dad, Doug Watto, is the technical director of the race. He stands at the throat of the course and lets officials at the top know when each racer has passed.
Clear to the top of the throat. Start with a clear course, then your first racer.
Watto's daughters were about six when they started racing in Mighty Mites. They're adults now, but Watto still works with the Juneau ski team.
30 years here. Actually, I still have my original USSA card from 1964. Juneau High School, and then University of Alaska in Fairbanks. I skied for Jim Mahaffey up there for a number of years, and then been involved in racing ever since.
Ski racing is usually a family affair.
Typically, the kids that are racing here, their parents were involved in skiing, and their parents were involved in skiing.
Parents lined the course or worked in the race shack during the three-day race series for youth ages 11 to 16, sponsored by Juneau's Napa Auto Parts store. Some of the parents recently became certified race officials with the United States Ski and Snowboard Association, taking classes and even having to pass tests. There are lots of jobs. Technical directors, race and course chiefs, referees, timing officials, and all to make sure the Alaska racers are ranked evenly with their USSA peers across the country. As Juneau Ski Club head coach Dan Ord puts it, it would be impossible to pull off even a local race without the parent volunteers.
The coaching staff, we're two junior coaches and three Devo coaches, and you know, we don't do this. Parents and volunteers do it. And the mountain too. I mean, the mountain manager, you know, we talk every day, and the groomers are in our court, and, you know, it's just, we're getting it done.
Racer number five in the course.
Juneau's blustery, wet weekend weather posed big challenges for the young racers. The first race was Friday, a giant slalom. 14-year-old Jean Lynn Muller of Juneau says her first run was okay.
It started off kind of slow, but it was like really fast and rhythmical.
And she knew she needed to get more forward on her skis in the second run.
And rolling my ankles and absorbing more.
15-year-old Riley Howard of the Alyeska Ski Club calls giant slalom his thing.
It's just like going fast. I don't know, I just love it.
Even on a day when weather changed from heavy wet snow at the top of the course to sleet, then to a downpour at the finish.
It was tough conditions. You had to be on that downhill ski. Couldn't be late. You'd get in soft snow and lose all your speed. But it was fun, though. It was fun.
Joe Greeno approaching the finish.
Woo!
Yeah, Joe. 16-year-old Joe Greeno of Juneau is also a GS fan. But he wasn't impressed with his first run.
I got late a lot, backseat too much, couldn't hold an edge, skied out way too much.
By the end of the weekend, Greeno and Riley took home medals for their overall performance. Greeno didn't mind showing off his gold medal for finishing all three races and earning the highest number of World Cup points for the series.
It's just a combination of speed, mental determination, mostly fun.
With an eye on Western Region Championships, Greeno will compete next week in the second statewide qualifier at Alyeska Ski Resort in Girdwood.
And that'll be a lot stiffer competition, a lot more intense. It'll be a great time.
Meanwhile, Eagle Crest hosts another state championship next month for racers under the age of 14. Coach Ord is planning.
So all our youth ski league, Mighty Might, Devo programs across the state, you know, send down their kids. I hope we get 100 kids here.
11-year-old Tyler Weldon expects to compete. With new confidence from the races just finished, he was sporting a medal after Sunday's award ceremony.
I DQ'd in my slalom, but I got second in the GS and the combi.
What'd you learn this weekend?
To just go for it and have fun.
Shane Kelly approaching the finish.
In Juneau, I'm Rosemarie Alexander.